Look, living in Sydney is increasingly about apartment living, and for many Sydneysiders, that means finding themselves involved with strata committees, strata management, all of that. It seems that for whatever reason, this is somehow always accompanied by a bit of an eye roll and a sigh, and it got us wondering, is a strata meeting really so bad? Well, Mark Gibson is Managing Director of Strata Sense. Mark, a very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mac.
Look, why do you think Sydneysiders in particular, I think, tend to treat strata management and strata committees as a bit onerous?
I think definitely strata owners probably see the strata literacy, firstly, as a bit daunting in terms of their interest in terms of strata. But it's certainly something not to be shy of. It is very important for us as strata managing agents to have an active group of owners to ensure that we're delivering the best outcomes for them. We're agents, so we ultimately need instructions from owners as to how to deliver outcomes that best suit them.
Do you think there's like a few common misconceptions about what it's like to deal with strata?
Yeah, I think one of the ones constantly dealt with or dealing with is that strata management levies largely represent what the strata manager is paid, when that in fact is not the case. Typically, strata management fees might make up between 4 to 8% of the actual levies that are raised on an annual basis.
Hmm.
And so it's quite interesting when you break down the cost for a strata scheme and look at where those costs are allocated. Ultimately, owners get the ability to determine where their levies are allocated on an annual basis. And again, the owners that attend the meetings get to have that say. So there's owners that aren't present at those meetings and they obviously don't have their voice is not heard.
So it sounds like what's really important is making sure that owners understand the role that their participation actually plays.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And there's a lot more information out there in the marketplace now, such as what the City of Sydney is marketing with their residents within their local government area, the Strata 101 workshops, to really support their residents with information about strata literacy and dealing with their rights and responsibilities when it comes to strata living. There can be some complex issues that residents can be faced with upon living in strata, but I think the more information owners obtain, the more comfortable they are with participating in strata and contributing.
Do you think it's been hard to get this information up until now?
I think certainly there's been a lot more bodies that have been helpful in disseminating this information out to the broader audience of strata owners. Certainly City of Sydney's done a fantastic job, I think. City of Ryde Council are now also running workshops. You've got the Owners Corporation Network, which is an owner advocate body, also supporting information out to strata owners. Strata Community Australia and New South Wales also runs regular workshops for strata owners. And I think all this information out in the marketplace is certainly helping with owners understanding the ins and outs of strata and the terminology. And we're certainly seeing that come through in the meetings that we attend as strata managers.
I imagine that when owners really understand what they can do with a good strata meeting, it changes the dynamic entirely.
Yeah, certainly. So strata meetings are heavily run by legislative requirements to discuss various items, and they include looking at insurances, looking at setting a budget and levies. But as owners become more aware about what is possible, then you can start forward planning as well, not just looking at the maintenance of a building, but how do we improve it and add more value to the particular buildings.
So it really can be a very forward-looking system.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I think the government, with its new legislation changes, introduced provisions such as pre-meeting voting, which allows some of those legislative compliance items to be discussed prior to some of the meetings, which then allows more time to discuss on forward planning objectives and outcomes. That's a really exciting space, I think, for strata owners to be focused on, because you think about the amount of buildings that are being built out there in Sydney, you've really got to be ensuring as a strata owner you're remaining competitive and appealing to any prospective purchasers in the marketplace.
And that's to me, what you're describing is very different from that classic kind of view that a strata meeting is all just about, you know, the light bulbs gone on the third staircase.
Yeah, I think so. I think strata management has evolved from where it was many, many years ago. I think strata management was sort of a bit of a necessity for those that weren't able to potentially afford to buy a house. But people are now buying into strata because it gives them a certain lifestyle. It gives them the benefit of having facilities, not only within their building, but nearby. And I think those purchasers are looking for a service that matches their expectations as to what they see in the workplace for other professional services. I definitely think strata management is evolving. Yeah.
Look, as you mentioned, Mark, City of Sydney is holding a number of workshops. They're going to basically Strata 101, everything from strata basics to renovation rules to pets to everything. That's all up on the City of Sydney website. Mark Gibson from Strata Sense, thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Nick. Nice to talk to you.